Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Welcome back as we continue the conversation on WGNS AM FM. We welcome in Mimi Kiesling, who is with Rutherford County Government, the, I want to get this right, Environmental Education Coordinator. You're the EEC?
I guess you could say so. It's sort of a long title, isn't it?
It is. But what does an Environmental Education Coordinator do?
Well, I'm starting to wonder, what does an Environmental Education Coordinator not do? Because on a daily basis, it seems I pick up extra tasks or I think of new things that I think would be good for the community, and I get started working on them.
And you pass it along to everyone on your staff, and then...
Well,
which is you.
Yes, my staff is very compliant. being a department of one, I always get agreement in my department.
I guess.
But basically, I do a lot of different things. I encourage recycling. I talk about litter. I'm the litter grant coordinator for the county as well. Talk a lot about stormwater, clean water. It just sort of covers the full gamut. A big part of my time goes toward the single stream recycling that we're doing in all of our schools now. We have 59 schools that are both city and public schools, and we are doing single stream recycling, meaning that you can put everything into one container. We then repurposed one or more of the dumpsters at the schools, and those are now single stream dumpsters rather than trash dumpsters. And then we repurposed a garbage truck, and now it's a single stream recycling truck. So we take all of that to Nashville, where it's separated. So basically, we have a very big recycling program in all the schools now.
Oh, wow. So all of the recyclable items go into one container, and then the truck goes to each of those facilities and picks that up.
Absolutely. We're taking it to Nashville, and it's being separated there. So we're reducing the school's waste by quite a bit now.
That sounds like it. Is this, I hate to say, the wave of the future, because it takes a lot of manpower and things of that nature to do that, but is it becoming easier to recycle? I mean, that sounds like a pretty easy way to recycle.
We have made it absolutely as easy as possible for the schools to recycle. They just need two containers in their trash room. One is clearly labeled with a sticker that we've provided, and the other one says true trash. And the reason we say true trash is we want people to think before they throw it away, is it truly trash, or may I recycle this item instead?
Okay. Will that be something that will expand? Will we see society accept that as a practice and expand on that, do you think?
We hope so, sometime before I retire. I'm kind of looking long range. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much tied to whatever vendors are in the area that can do these services for us. We can haul things, we can collect recyclables, but we have to have vendors in the area that can do the recycling for us. We're really kind of tied to the market as well.
And right now that's in Nashville.
Yes, that is.
Yeah. We have to eventually begin thinking about these things, and I'm sure that there are others that have, but I think we take for granted where our trash goes, and we just put it in the can, and that's it. So,
well, we do. Tennesseans are producing 13 million tons of trash a year. 13 million. That is just a phenomenal figure. We are not one of the 21 states that have a mandatory recycling. Many of the states do. We're just not there yet. And of course, people really don't like to be told what to do. When you say mandatory anything, we all kind of get our back up. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when you know as much information as I know about environmental things and why we should recycle, it looks a little bit less unappealing when you really know the facts behind it. And there's a lot of different reasons to take care of the environment, and so when I work with citizens, I really try to approach a common sense perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I ask these questions is because we have coming up the Household Hazardous Waste Collection, which we spoke several weeks ago about the paint collection, and that went well, but this is new in terms of what is being accepted, I guess, at the Household Hazardous Waste Collection. You've taken paint out of that, I guess.
Yes,
I should say
that is a requirement by the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now doing just the truly hazardous waste. We did have a paint collection in November, and we will be scheduling another one in the spring. We will no longer collect any type of latex paint. Latex is considered minimally hazardous. The main reason you don't want to put it into the trash while it's wet is because of how much it splatters. When the trash truck compacts it, it will go outside of the truck and leave big splatters on the road. You just basically want to solidify it. We have found the quickest method for solidification is just to throw some kitty litter in there. Once it's solidified, you can go ahead and put that in the trash. Now, what we will collect in the spring instead will be the oil-based paint, which is considered something hazardous that the state has to deal with. But what we're having on Saturday, November the 5th, from 8 to 12, it's our truly hazardous waste collection. It's for households only. And so we have targeted certain things to collect at that event.
Well, let's talk about those certain things. Someone asked me today, what about batteries? Are batteries one of the items?
Yes, we can accept those. However, most of the batteries that citizens come into contact with are the alkaline batteries. Those are, it's fine to just put those in the trash now. 7 years ago, when I first started this job, we took in lots and lots of alkaline batteries, and we had to actually separate those because those are free to go in the trash. We want to concentrate on the rechargeable, the recyclable, or the cadmium, the lead-based batteries that are out there now. Car batteries, for example, we will be accepting those.
Mm-hmm. So vehicle batteries or any appliance batteries, the AAA, the C batteries, things of that nature that are rechargeable mainly, those are the type batteries you're talking about.
When you talk about AAAs and A's and AAs and C's and D's.
Different sizes.
Most of those things are just alkaline batteries.
But if they're rechargeable, they're not, right?
Right. Okay. Well, you can go ahead and bring those in, okay, and we'll accept those. But batteries are, that's one thing we can do, but there's also locations where you can take those on a year-round basis. For example, we'll accept those at our Haley Road site on a year-round basis.
Oh, okay.
We're no longer accepting electronics at the collection because we do that on a year-round basis. We do it 2 days per week, each Tuesday and Saturday from 10 to 4, and the location is 1140 Haley Road. So if you have electronics or some of these batteries that we discussed, you can take those there 2 days a week. It's a year-round collection now.
And that's Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Saturdays.
Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Right.
Okay. Out on Haley Road, so that's batteries, even the rechargeable batteries and things of that nature.
Yes, we're accepting those.
Okay. And electronics. You're talking about computer monitors, equipment,
yes.
Old radios, things like that.
Exactly. But those will not be accepted at the November 5th collection.
Okay. So let's get back to what will be collected there. Car batteries was one of those.
Right. Basically, automotive and marine products such as oil and fuel additives, grease and rust solvents, naval jelly, carburetor and fuel injector products, starter fluids, body putty, antifreeze, coolant, gasoline, those things will be collected, along with a lot of your home maintenance products such as strippers and thinners, driveway sealant, wallpaper remover, your home garden products such as pesticides, fertilizers. Those type of things will be collected on November the 5th. And then we have a miscellaneous category, which would include pool chemicals, mercury thermostats and thermometers. We are taking fluorescent lights and compact fluorescent bulbs that day as well. And one other thing that we're collecting that a lot of people don't know about is medicines. Now, we don't want people to bring them in their original container because of their privacy. We want to protect that. If they can just put all of their medicines into a baggie, or to several baggies, a Ziploc baggie, they can bring it, and we'll dispose of that then as well.
Wow. How do you keep up? How is everything separated? Because, I mean, obviously everything doesn't just go into one big pile, I wouldn't think.
No, it doesn't. And that's why the experts come in. It's very expensive to host a hazardous waste collection. In the past, we used to get two per year. Then they cut us back to one per year. And when I say they, I'm talking about TDEC, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. They're the ones that are actually in charge of hazardous waste. We just have to host the event for them so that they can collect it. The county and the municipalities are in charge of just household waste. But when you get into the household hazardous waste, that's when TDEC steps in. And they have their experts there, and they very, very quickly sort it and dispose of it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's incinerated when they get it back to their plant. Actually, most of it probably is. But They are the experts, so that's really nice to have them just tell us what they want us to do.
Sure. We're talking to Mimi Kiesling today. She is the Rutherford County Environmental Education Coordinator. The upcoming Household Hazardous Waste Collection is Saturday, November 5th. It's at the City of Murfreesboro Public Works Facility, which is on Florence Road. If you head down Murfreesboro Road, go past 840 and go to the next intersection with the traffic light, hang a left there at the Florence Market across from the Roselawn Memorial Gardens, and that's where you'll find across the railroad tracks the Public Works Facility, again, 4765 Florence Road. When people bring their items, do they need to be separated out, or what's the best way for them to make that a faster event for them and for you?
Yes, we recommend that you, depending on what you're bringing, be sure and line your car with either an old shower curtain or garbage bags or a tarp. If you can put things into boxes, that usually moves much quicker, because then we just pick up the boxes and move on. Citizens never have to get out of their car. We handle everything, and we want it to be as quick as possible. So usually now that we have eliminated paint and electronics and we have different avenues for that, it does go much faster.
So with this particular event, I guess this would be the first that you've had now that you've taken electronics and paints out of the mix. So do you have any estimate on how long this process will be, or is it fairly quick anyway?
I think it's going to be fairly quick. In the past, we would have anywhere from 1,100 to 1,300 cars come through in a 4 to 5 hour period. 60% of that was paint and electronics. So probably backing off that much, we are anticipating a lot less cars. And of course, we want to keep the traffic flowing as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So this is just sort of kind of an experiment this first time.
Well, the fact that electronics are taken twice a week, I bet that, I mean, this whole world is electronically driven, you know.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You know, so that seems to be a large part of the waste, I would imagine.
Well, in talking with Mac Nolan, our solid waste director, he and I both had anticipated the first 6 months being the heaviest when we started collecting electronics. It has not slowed down in 2 years. We still just keep getting things in. You have to wonder just how many electronics we all have.
Isn't that the truth? New things come and go. Someone asked me about the batteries on cell phones. Is that two separate disposables?
We can accept those as well.
At the event?
We can accept them at the event, but it would be better if you just took them to Haley Road.
Okay.
And there are other places that accept batteries, like Home Depot and Lowe's will accept compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Okay.
They also accept rechargeable batteries because they do their own recycling programs there. Batteries Plus, when you go in to purchase batteries, it's a great place to get rid of batteries. He will accept all types there.
I was going to ask you about those compact fluorescent bulbs. Those are the, my kids call them the squiggly bulbs.
That's what we all call them, yes.
So you're not supposed to throw those in the garbage.
They contain trace amounts of mercury, so it's better not to put them in the garbage. If you want to do it on a year-round basis, just go to either Lowe's or Home Depot. Those are two places that I do know that accepts those. Otherwise, you can bring them to us on November the 5th.
Very good. Paint. I wanted to go back to that, and my son, for some reason, has been into spray painting different things. What about spray paint?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Even though spray paint, you and I would consider that paint, the state does not consider that paint. They consider it an aerosol. So if you do have cans with spray paint left in them, please be sure and bring those to us that day.
Okay, on November 5th.
Yes, that's the only paint we take is the spray paint.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked. Because, any aerosol-type things, does it depend on what's in it, whether it's taken, or is it best to dispose of them?
If it's a hazardous waste, mm-hmm. The best thing to do is to read the label. And you want to look for labels that say things like flammable, corrosive, reactive, or toxic. If your label has anything like that on it, go ahead and consider it a household hazardous waste, and please bring it to us on November the 5th.
When you see the labels and such and read those things, I think that's where maybe our knowledge ends or our thinking ends, and if you throw it in the garbage, you're not thinking about what happens from there to that particular piece of garbage.
Well, you know, I think that we have gotten, we are very fortunate in this country that we have garbage collection, we have services, and so it's made us not as conscious of our responsibility for the items that we own. Oftentimes, I have citizens call and they're very upset that we're not collecting this on a year-round basis. And so I always try to just very gently say, well, let's step back and look at this. This is your belonging. It's yours. And you want to dispose of it. Unfortunately, because you want to dispose of it now doesn't mean that we can actually take it now. It's your belonging. So we have to kind of take responsibility for accumulating these items. And I know it feels good to do a garage clean out and want to get rid of everything immediately, but unfortunately there's a cost associated with the hazardous materials. When we talk about taking care of the environment, I think the thing that so many people lose sight of is that the reason we take care of the environment, it's for human health. You know, we talk about the planet. Yes, we want the planet to be clean and healthy, but ultimately it's because of the result that it has on human health when it's not.
Well, the fact that the planet is healthy means that we have a healthy place to live.
Right. We want clean water. We want clean air. We want clean land. You know, you just don't want to see the harmful effects of something that's hazardous. It's just, we just need to take responsibility for the things that we choose to purchase. And then, and it is inconvenient, I agree, with only having once a year, but to hold a collection like that on a year-round basis is just inconceivable as far as the money goes.
Well, possibly the best way to do that is to organize your garage into separate bins, possibly,
yes.
To put your hazardous waste that you want to dispose of, and so that all you have to do, like on November 5th, is load up those boxes and bring it out.
Well, I'm sort of like the cobbler's children who don't have shoes, because I have a basement full of just, I live in an old house, so I do have oil-based paint, and I, every time of this year when I'm trying to do this, I'm like the last person to get my stuff out, to get it ready for collection, because I'm so busy getting ready for the collection. So I've made it my goal this year to get that done and take care of some of these items that I need to take care of.
What do you think will be the items that number the most, if you will? What do you think will be the most collected item on the house and at the household hazardous waste collection?
If I had to guess, I would say it would have a lot to do with lawn care products, pesticides and fertilizers, even pool chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, I would say that would be the most collected item. The one thing the state has asked us to do is to handle the BOPA items. So we're now either handling or diverting. When we say BOPA, we mean batteries, oil, paint, antifreeze, and electronics. So we, if someone calls and they have antifreeze, I can give them the name of businesses in town that collect it. Oil, almost all of the quick lube places or the places where you can take your car to be changed in a quick amount of time, most of them will accept oil because it can be re-refined. We're handling batteries. We've already talked about that. We're handling electronics, and we're educating and handling paint.
Mimi, if someone has questions, they have this particular item or that item and don't really know how they can dispose of it, when they can dispose of it, would there be a resource out there for them? Should they call your office, or how should they handle that?
They can call my office. My number, of course, is 615-542-4633. But if you have access to a computer, you're able to see a full list of what is acceptable versus what is not acceptable. And that's on my website, which is, of course, www.rutherfordcountytn.gov/environmental. If you just go to that site, you can pretty much find out everything you need to know. Plus, my contact information is on there. You can shoot me a quick email or just call me.
Sounds great. Again, the Rutherford County Household Hazardous Waste Collection is coming up Saturday, November 5th. It will take place at the City of Murfreesboro Public Works Facility, 4765 Florence Road. That is between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. The collection from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. And again, the list of items, Mimi, if you want to pass along that list of items that can be taken that day.
We will be focusing on automotive and marine products, home maintenance products, home garden products, and then miscellaneous products that don't quite fit into categories such as pool chemicals, photo processing chemicals, which I don't know if there are many of those out there anymore since we have gone digital, aerosols, mercury thermostats and thermometers, the fluorescence tubes and compact fluorescent bulbs, and then, of course, the medicines. That's a big thing that we want to get out. A lot of people think that you can flush medicine down the toilet, but that's really one of the worst things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So let the professionals handle it. Oftentimes, I'll have people call me, and they're cleaning out their parents' home or just cleaning out their medicine cabinets. So bring those medicines to us so we can be sure that they're not going to be harmful to any animals or children.
Very good. Mimi Kiesling, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I enjoy seeing you.
Absolutely. Mimi Kiesling, the Environmental Education Coordinator for Rutherford County. Again, mark your calendars for November 5th for the Rutherford County Household Hazardous Waste Collection, again at the City of Murfreesboro Public Works Facility on Florence Road. We'll have more on our website, and again, you can find out much more at rutherfordcountytn.gov/environmental. We'll take a break and come back, wrap up the show in a moment.